Christmas time is here. Christmas time is here.
That was Christmas Time is Here by Barry Manilow.
What are you doing playing a Christmas song in the middle of the summer?
Hey, I got my reasons, okay? Okay, the other night, I was driving home from a hard day at work. It was hot and gross. I was feeling grumpy. I think other people were feeling it too. Earlier, when I asked the customer, "Hi, how are you today?" he responded with just, "What I want to eat is." Nobody asked me how I was. Nobody seemed to care. You know the kind of day I'm talking about. All I wanted to do was curl up into a ball next to the air conditioner and slurp down some apple juice. But just like for many of us in Cook County, the comforts of home are more than a hop, skip, and a jump away. I had to drive a gruesome half an hour in a car with no AC and no CD player. So I blasted some country music to comfort me. But here's the kicker to my story. As I was nearing home, a song popped on the radio that wasn't Jason Aldean and it wasn't Luke Bryan. Listening closer, I came to the realization that I was hearing a Christmas carol in the middle of July. Some station was hosting a Christmas in July program. What a mood killer. Who thinks of Christmas in the middle of summer? I mean, I reached to turn the dial, but as my fingers touched the plastic knobs, I just couldn't do it. Little Jimmy Dickens was singing, "There's no place like home for Christmas." And I soon found myself swaying, smiling like a dope, and humming off key. When the chorus came around, I was belting it out like nobody's business. Then as I neared my house, I thought to myself, oh no, this won't do. There ain't no way. I'm not going home yet. And so I took the nearest, longest back road I could take and blasted that Christmas music a little louder. I could no longer feel the hot summer wind blowing my hair or the smell of dirt whirling behind my wheels. Everything was white and wonderful. It had that, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but like that Christmassy feeling. I mean, if you're listening to me talk about it right now, you're getting that feeling, aren't you? Here, let me give you a moment. Hey now, stop that.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah, that wasn't fair. But I know you were thinking about Christmas and all of the family traditions that go with it. Trimming the tree, hiding the gifts, sneaking bits of your mom's sugar cookies before she can slap your hand away. These are the traditions that everybody knows about and loves and can't wait for them to come around. My favorite part of Christmas is decorating the house. Ever since I was little, I've always camped out on our couch close to the tree. There's something perfectly peaceful about the quiet room that's lit up by a glowing star placed on top of a glowing tree, one that's maybe a little bit lopsided from all the homemade ornaments. And as I lie there, snuggled up in warm fleece blankets, I stare at the tree until I fall asleep. And at that moment, the world is peaceful. It's traditions like these that give us that special feeling. And the other night, as I was taking that back road home so I could hear Johnny Cash rumble out, "I'll be home for Christmas," I began to wonder to myself, will I be home for Christmas? See, I'm going to be a senior in high school this year, and I plan to travel a lot after I graduate. I don't know where I'll be next Christmas. I'd like to say I'll come home, but who knows? It made me feel a little melancholy for a moment, but then I remembered what it was that makes Christmas different from all the other days of the year. I remember that feeling of tradition, that feeling of peace. Even if I'm not there to join in, I know my brother and my dad will still be lugging out those Christmas decorations and the Christmas carols will still be playing on the stereo. My mom will still be singing along and my dad and brother will still be teasing her to be quiet. And I know they'll be thinking of me because even if I'm not there, I'm still a part of those traditions. And knowing that they still go on no matter where I am, that gives me peace. And maybe you, right now, maybe you're missing out on some tradition and you're feeling a little blue. But if it really matters, if it's something that gives you that indescribably warm feeling, even if you can't be there, you should know you're still a part of it. And you should know your people are thinking of you too. For North Shore Community Radio, this is Michaela Peterson of the Youth Radio Project.